Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we are listening for that faint little beep that's evidently now coming from the moon, as we now have a robotic spacecraft that evidently has now landed on the moon, although it looks like it might have had some issues. They lost contact, had to use another satellite or dish on Earth to try to pick it up, but well, at least it landed. That's as far as we know, folks, but that's some pretty good news to start off this Friday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we officially launch, see what I did there, officially launch hour number one of the program, and we hope that you have some great weekend plans. But before you get to all those, we are here. We're with you, and we're glad to be with you this morning as we begin to go across your radio dial, across America, the overnights and the wee hours of the morning as we get ready to embark on all these different stories that we have to talk about this morning. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We've already got some direct messages coming in. We're really happy about that. We've got Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. It's finally clear and 47 degrees. He says it's an Oregon T-shirt day. Well, I can imagine. That's right. After all that rain and everything, it sounds like shirt sleeve weather out there. Have a great evening. Waiting for the broadcast. Well, thank you so much, Richard. And he says Simplify, of course. We'll Simplify right back at you, Richard. We appreciate that. And enjoy the weather right while it lasts. We got a great direct message from listener Joan. Also, it seems like things are improving weather-wise in Seattle. For listener Joan listening on GCN, she says, I saw a bright, shining object in the sky today. Yes, it was the sun. She says, I was warned 20 years ago moving from SoCal to Seattle not to carry an umbrella, as the locals called them, quote, California flags, unquote. Have a great weekend. Well, thank you, listener Joan. I appreciate that. Yes, have a great weekend as well. Also, Trucker Ron, listening, of course, in Denver, mighty KNUS 710, also writes in, and he says he's sent in some song requests this morning. Well, guess what? I get to say by request again this morning when we play our first and second song in the first and second hour of the program, a little before the top of the hour, so you definitely want to stick around for those. We got some great ones this morning for you, everybody. And again, it is the Friday edition, and, well, as I said, been saying all week, you know, we've been getting closer and closer, and here we are. Well, yes, we'll start off this morning because we also want to talk about some of the other stories that are going on. But first, because we have that AT&T outage to talk about. Also, United Health is blaming what they call a nation state actor on the hack that disrupted pharmacy orders. You know, that's important stuff, isn't it? I mean, if people's medications and so forth are affected, and, you know, could it be some kind of test run? Also, what happened with AT&T? We'll talk about that, of course, on the program this morning. But first, of course, it is kind of some pretty good news. This from Fox News. U.S. successfully lands on moon for the first time in half a century with a private robot spacecraft. The U.S. witnessed Intuitive Machines' Odysseus lunar lander touch down near Malapert A in the South Pole region of the moon on Thursday evening. This marked the first American spacecraft has landed on the moon since the last crewed Apollo mission over 50 years ago. Can you imagine that, folks? How long that has really been? It's literally been a lifetime. The last time an American spacecraft touched down on the moon was 1972 during the Apollo 17 mission. The lunar lander touched down at 6:24 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and its mission is part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative and Artemis campaign. Although the lander was believed to be on the moon, the signal being transmitted by the equipment was lost. In order to get that signal, the crew needed to use a dish in the UK because the lander's transmission had been lost at landing. Nearly 15 minutes later, the faint signal was detected. "We're not dead yet," mission director Tim Crane said before telling the team the equipment on the surface of the moon was on the surface of the moon and transmitting. Now, evidently, what this is going to be doing, it's going to be learning about the environment of the moon some more, and it's going to be helping to map out landing and this kind of stuff from what we understand. So it's a very, very interesting mission, and certainly it's something where sometimes, you know, we haven't really turned our eyes to space. In a very long time, we've had the Mars missions and so forth, but there's something about that, my friends. And I remember when I was back in school and, taking astronomy courses and this kind of stuff, and I actually got to go to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory up in Pasadena, and I got to go there because I had to do a report, basically, and I actually went up and talked to some people up there, and I got to see back in those days, they had the big mock-up of the Voyager spacecraft, so you kind of see how long ago that was, but definitely it was really something to see. The Voyager spacecraft, the mock-up of that right there. And as we look out to the solar system and so forth, there's all kinds of stuff that in terms of material and minerals and all kinds of stuff that would transform life here on Earth. It's a matter of going there and getting it. It's expensive. But one of the first stops, though, the first keys in this whole thing is more missions on the moon and being able to take off and use that as a starting point to go further out in terms of manned missions. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Friday edition is now officially launched, and the stages are going. And you know what we're doing? We are reaching escape velocity on this Friday morning. That's right. We're going to keep pouring it on. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, everybody. Friday edition rolls on. And we are already, I think we're already having fun. You know why? Because it's Friday. It's our prerogative now. We have license to have fun here on this program. And we're going to continue on here through throughout this morning. And we've got some great guests, of course. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, of course, here in just a little bit. In both tail end of hour number two and then most of hour number three. And then we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, of course. And then we've got Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. And we'll also be talking with Mr. Patrick Hyland, host of the Sport Zone, right here in our home station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. So this program is chock full. It's great because it definitely means the Friday morning edition will fly by. That's part of our job as well, to help you kind of keep things flying by. And I really appreciate Roy writing in last night from Seminole. And he said that we do make the morning fly by. And so, again, that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We appreciate that, and we really appreciate hearing from you. So, as I was saying, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook and also on X or Twitter, as it were. And you can find out more about the program right then and there. KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also find our live streams, which includes, of course, GCNLive.com. And if you ever want to hear the program and you're not near the radio, you want to pick it up on a live stream, you can, a great place to start, of course, GCNLive.com. We've got those links there, of course, at KyleWarrenShow.com. And, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there across America, and we really do appreciate them as well. So if you do send us a direct message, let us know where you're listening from. We'd love to give you a shout-out on the program. All right, so let's start with the AT&T disruption. I started to see that earlier this morning, of course, and we followed it throughout the day. This from ABC News, a temporary network disruption that affected AT&T customers in the U.S. Thursday was caused by a software update, the company said. AT&T told ABC News in a statement that the outage was not a cyber attack, but caused by, quote, the application and execution of an incorrect process used as we were expanding our network. We are continuing our assessment of today's outage to ensure we keep delivering the service that our customers deserve, the statement continued. The software update went wrong, according to a preliminary information from two sources familiar with the situation. Sources have told ABC News that there was nothing nefarious or malicious about the incident. The outage was not caused by an external actor, according to a source familiar with the situation. AT&T performs updates regularly, according to the source. Now, you know, believe me, I mean, any one of us has had to update our computers, obviously, and sometimes they want to update at the most inopportune moment in time, or you think, okay, it's supposed to restart, so I'll restart it, and it'll just update. But then it turns out to be one of those really, really long updates where it says, don't turn off your computer. It may restart several times. So this could take a while, and the little things spin around and this kind of thing. And you go, uh-oh. So, you know, now I'm telling you, especially in the radio business, you don't update your computer any time before showtime. You do it way, way, way in the middle of the day or somewhere where it's very, very far away from airtime. We've learned that. And so, at any rate, if this was a software error or an update glitch or something like that, that is better because, obviously, having it be an actual attack would be a very bad thing. Although, of course, you know, there's anything's possible is what I'm getting at. Let's see. Two sources briefed on the situation told ABC News the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, among other agencies, have been urgently investigating to determine whether the AT&T outage was the result of a cyber attack or hack, or simply some sort of technical malfunction. As of 5 a.m. Eastern Time, the U.S. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, or CISA, reported, according to a confidential memo obtained by ABC News, that the cause of the outage is unknown and there are no indications of malicious activity. CISA is an agency within the DHS which monitors cyber threats. Now, that being said, so again, you had some customers, obviously, that would have been incredibly inconvenienced by this, but as we understand, the service was restored. But this from Bloomberg, a cyber attack against a division of United Health Group Incorporated has caused a nationwide outage of a computer network that's used to transmit data between healthcare providers and insurance companies, rendering some pharmacies unable to process prescriptions, according to the company and reports from affected organizations. United Health found a suspected nation-state associated cybersecurity threat actor. So that's a mouthful. Again, it's a suspected nation-state associated cybersecurity threat actor had access to subsidiary Change Healthcare Systems on February 21st, prompting the company to disconnect them from other parties, the company said in a filing on Thursday. United Health, the country's largest health insurer, said in a statement Thursday that the cyber attack and related network interruption only impacted Change Healthcare and that its other systems were operational. Change Healthcare is a key intermediary in the $1.5 trillion U.S. health insurance market. United Health is working with law enforcement and security experts but can't say when the service will be restored, according to the filing. The company hasn't determined that the attack is likely to affect its financial results, it said. So again, this is a cybersecurity issue that they say. And this company evidently is based in Minnetonka, Minnesota, by the way. So in GCN country there in Minnesota, basically. I'm not exactly sure how far Burnsville is from Minnetonka, though. But it's all in the same area there in Minnesota, of course. One of the things, of course, is that they say this incident is the latest in a series of attacks where hackers have compromised providers of, get this, folks, back-end software and services. Companies that are often little known outside of their industries, yet play critical roles in the normal functioning of everything from financial markets to government services, and triggered cascading disruptions across their customer bases. So, again, they even go on to catalog, there was a ransomware attack last month against a Finnish information technology company. It crippled payroll and other services for government agencies and hospitals, retailers, cinemas, and other customers throughout Sweden. They go on to catalog a couple of more of these kinds of things. But this idea of the back door, right? Some system that may not have as much security, or may not, they may think, well, this is very under the radar. It's not a great strategy against cyber attacks, is to try to be obscure, because sometimes that doesn't work either, from what we understand. But definitely, whenever it's, and even employees of organizations, this is why, when you see very weird things in your email that sometimes appear to be legit, sometimes they even look like they come from legitimate companies and so forth. You always have to be very, very careful, and it's just the way it is in the world today. So by doing so, they may not be looking for your computer. They may be looking for a computer that somehow you are connected to, and that would be the larger thing that they're looking for. So you always have to be careful, and you always have to be literally on your toes. All right, folks. Well, speaking of being on your toes, when we come back, we're going to tell you much more about what's happening here on this Friday edition. We've got some great audio clips. We're going to talk a little bit, of course, more about Joe Biden and the impact of his condition. And, it's interesting because we continue to see how some are trying to switch their strategies. No. Joe Biden is not impaired in some way. He's wise. He's accomplished. Lawrence O'Donnell evidently out there saying, people don't even, they misunderstand what the presidency actually does, and this kind of thing, trying to sort of put off this notion and the concerns about Joe Biden and his, not just his age, that's not the ultimate factor, but his behavior, his condition. So, folks, they're really trying to rally the troops here, and it tells me that they are incredibly worried. This is what you do when you're incredibly worried. Stay right there. We are coming right back, Kyle Warren, with you, Friday edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You USA News Update. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from technical glitches or were part of a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for a third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% the previous week. A storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that the system, which crossed the Midwest on Thursday, will progress eastward throughout Friday. While the East Coast is projected to receive primarily rain, northern New England may experience some significant snowfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Earlier in the week, we were telling you about, you know, these, well, they're deceptions, right, that come along every election cycle from the Democrat Party elite, the Democrat campaigns, and in this case, the Biden campaign is, they're no exception, folks, and it seems like Speaker Johnson is telling everybody to, you know, beware of these election year gimmicks, he says. And this is exactly what we've been talking about. It's the notion that, you know what we need to do? There's a crisis at the border. You know what we need to do? We need to get some executive orders going here, and I think I'm going to announce them in the State of the Union, and I'm going to let the American people know that we're finally going to do something because these do-nothing Republicans refuse to pass the bipartisan bill, which is a horrible bill, by the way, and we're going to finally do something. I'm just going to do something on my own. I know I said that I did everything I could. I needed this bill before I could go any further, but they've left me no choice. They have tied my hands on this, and I must do what I need to do. And so all these are gimmicks. All these things are gimmicks. You know what we need to do? We need to do some of the stuff that the Republicans were doing or Donald Trump was doing, or because they realize that they've gone too far. They've gone way, way, way too far, and they then try to come back around and go, but we're going to do this. Now, you like this, right? This is what you like? Okay, good. Well, you know, you got to vote for us because you don't want to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, chaos follows Donald Trump everywhere he goes. You don't want that, do you? You want the adults in the room. So we're going to do a few things that Donald Trump would do, and then we're going to win the election, and then after that we're going to say, guess what? Elections have consequences, boys and girls. We're back to normal now. that's exactly the strategy. It pains me to say that, but that's really, really, really what it is. That is the strategy, unfortunately. So you just have to beware. And when people come up and tell you things like, yeah, well, Biden, he's trying to fix the border. He really is. I mean, he understands that there is a crisis now. No. Well, sure, they understand there's a crisis. They created the crisis at the border. They created it. And they rescinded the executive orders that President Trump was using, the policies of Trump's remain in Mexico, etc. They rescinded all those things on day one. And they know about this crisis. This from Breitbart. President Joe Biden has overseen a record-breaking level of illegal immigration in the United States-Mexico border, or at the United States-Mexico border, a large portion of which is being released directly into American towns and cities. From February 2021 through January 2024, Department of Homeland Security data shows more than 7.2 million illegal aliens have arrived at the nation's porous southern border. Thus far, fiscal 2024, with only 4 months completed, nearly a million illegal aliens have crossed the southern border. In fiscal year 2022, Biden broke records by overseeing close to 2.37 million illegals, aliens at the border. And he shattered that record. See, who says Biden doesn't have accomplishments, right? Right? Mika Brzezinski, maybe she needs to tune in on this, because here you have a bona fide Biden accomplishment. Bona fide. He shattered that record. Oh, wow. He shattered it the following fiscal year when 2.47 million arrived, up from 2.37. So that's a success story right there. You want to write home about that one. For perspective, about 3.6 million Americans are born each year. Thus, 2 years of American births are equivalent to the number of illegal border crossings Biden has overseen. This year, I can even hear Nancy Pelosi in the background saying, well, we're all Americans. You know, that kind of stuff. This year, the nation's foreign-born population is expected to hit 50 million, thanks in part to Biden's policies regarding illegal immigration, as well as legal immigration levels that import more than a million legal immigrants annually to the U.S. You know, but again, the crux of the matter is the illegal immigration. That's the big issue. And it's really mind-boggling that there is no consensus among the different two major parties, for one thing, about illegal immigration. It is obvious. It is something that they cannot hide. It is something that it's not just an open secret. It is the open, it's the open reality of it all. And of course, we know that the Democrat Party elite, they want illegal immigration. They believe that they're turning these people into voters. They believe that this is going to help them stay in power in perpetuity, because that's what it has become all about. And I know that it's cliche, but every once in a while it pops in my mind. You know, you think about if you could bring John Kennedy and show him this landscape right now, he would be, I think, aghast at the whole thing. If you could bring other historic figures to our present day. You know, we hear a lot of invoking of Lincoln these days, too, as well. But I can't imagine Abraham Lincoln would kind of go along with the Biden policy here. You know, if only Abraham Lincoln could, and who knows, maybe Biden will hear, he'll hear the voice of Abraham Lincoln or something and come out and say, well, listen, here's the deal. Lincoln told me I'm supposed to close the border. Well, that's what I'm doing. You know, maybe he, maybe something like that. Well, I don't know. You know, a Mission Impossible thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's worth a try. I don't know. I don't know. Can Tom Cruise pull off Abraham Lincoln? I'm not sure. But if he could, you know, you could tell Joe Biden and say, you know. It's time to close the border from one president to another. And maybe Joe Biden would listen. Who knows? But at any rate, these are some very concerning numbers, especially when you compare them, obviously, to the U.S. birth rate itself. This is a big deal. There's no doubt about that. So, again, Speaker Johnson says don't give in to these gimmicks, right? This from Newsmax, the speaker excoriated President Joe Biden for brazenly misleading the public about his authority to address the southern border crisis, but said that ultimately any talk of Biden now thinking of addressing the border amounts to election year gimmicks. Johnson released a statement Thursday reacting to Wednesday's report that Biden is mulling executive action that would stem the flow of migrants through changes to asylum standards and stricter points of entry. This after emphatically telling Americans he needed Congress to give him authority to use executive action, and after Johnson telling Biden he had the power already. Yeah, but that's just a lie. I mean, and not Speaker Johnson. No, wait. Don't think that. No, it's not Speaker Johnson. But it's just a lie from Biden when he was out there that day in front of the helicopter talking to the reporters. They just say things like that. That's just Tuesday at the White House, basically. And so, of course, they'll say anything because the narrative has also shifted from there is no crisis to there's a major crisis and the Republicans are either the cause of it or they are hampering us from dealing with it. And that's just, you know, that again, that's just normal to them. This is just another day at the office. And Americans, though, I think one of the other things they really are fed up with, they are fed up with the lies. They're fed up with it. They you know, listen to Donald Trump, I think, and they have no, I think, perception that Donald Trump is doing this for any other reason other than, you know, he really is trying to get these things done. Because, you know, any other politician years ago at this point would have simply crumbled. Would have. And by the way, Trump, I think, said something very, very on point the other day when he said, you know, I don't have to do this. I could have gone away, you know, quietly, basically, and I could have had a nice life. And he wouldn't be experiencing all that he's experiencing right now if he hadn't said, I still want to be in the game. I want to come back. I want to run for president again, et cetera, et cetera. And, again, nothing to do with January 6th, nothing to do with any of that kind of stuff. It all has to do with the fact that Trump wants to run again. If he had just sort of quietly gone away, it would have just been ex-President Donald Trump. But, again, it's really telling how they go all out to try to destroy somebody. All right, stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. We've got a great song by request. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I said, take it easy, baby, I work all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, I hate you, boss, you know, baby, keep on working, for there ain't no time to quit.
Friday edition continues, and I think we are having fun. The funometer is pegging already, and it's only hour number one. Imagine what hours two, three, and four are going to be like. We might have to get a brand new funometer at some point. But once again, folks, we've got a lot more to tell you about and talk about on the program this morning. Just a few minutes from now, we're going to be taking a look at some of our national weather, get kind of an overview of what's happening out there. But first, of course, it's time to play our first song of the morning. And those of you new to the program, we love to play a song that gets everybody going, gets everybody's blood pumping, keeps everybody moving forward on this wonderful Friday morning. And this is by request from Driver Ron, Trucker Ron in Denver. And he writes in, he says that he really enjoyed the Wayback Machine when we played Van Halen yesterday morning. You know, come on, baby, finish what you started, basically. And some of that great guitar work by Eddie Van Halen. Well, he talks about another awesome guitarist, Randy Rhoads, whose life, as he reminds us, tragically cut short at 25 dying in a plane crash, he said. He says, with our government, country, and even the world seemingly going crazy. This is a great intro, by the way, Driver Ron. I appreciate it. Plus, me having a crazy, hectic week at work, I'd like to request some 80s Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, featuring guitarist Randy Rhoads, who puts in some great guitar riffs. And, of course, as we love to say, your wishes are command by request. We got Osbourne and Crazy Train. Sound to it, and as Trucker Ron was pointing out about Randy Rhoads, and evidently it was a very, very sort of sad stunt gone wrong as to why that plane carrying him and I think two others crashed, as they were evidently trying to buzz the tour bus. The pilot, making a very, very bad decision, no doubt about that. So a very, very sad thing to have seen that happen or to have had that happen. But once again, thanks to Driver Ron. That's the perfect song for this morning, my friend. I really appreciate it, and I hope everybody out there really enjoyed it. And we've got another great song coming up in hour number two of the program this morning, so we hope that you can stay tuned for that. Well, I'll tell you what, we will take a look at the weather here as we move to the program. But we do have the phone lines lighting up, and we love to take a call when that happens. So let's head on over to the telephone lines, and let's talk to John in Sarasota. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. Two things I'd like to discuss real brief.
Sure.
Yesterday you had a caller, and he was talking about financial responsibility.
How wonderful the economy is right now. We just don't understand. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I think the next call after that is this man's living in a different stratosphere, if I remember.
That's true.
But, yeah. You know, I will say there is an element of truth to financial responsibility in the message he was conveying in that sense. I agree with that. The other thing, the reason I'm saying that is I also agree to the fact that if you look back at what Biden ran on with the open borders and letting these people in, this is what he ran on, and this is what he gave us. And correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Right, exactly. Sure.
Okay, so with that being said, we have sanctuary cities. The mayors and the governors declared that that's what they want, correct?
Of course.
Now,
yeah.
Okay, now they got all these things, correct? So why are we acknowledging there's a problem now here in that administration if that's what they asked for, that's what they ran on, and that's what they have gotten? Are we, the American people, uneducated enough to believe what they're trying to spin, that this is a Republican situation, and may you give us the money, and we'll fix it? Well, if one of us here is somewhat sane and sober, what's there to fix if you've created exactly what you said you're going to do? What's the problem? You've achieved your goal.
Right.
What do we need to fix?
Well, indeed, I think you hit it right on the head. That's right. This is what they have said is going to be the best thing for America. That's, you know, again, by their actions. But they see the deterioration and they see the damage, and then it becomes an election year because the calendar turns around, and then suddenly they have to start saying, well, it's a crisis, and we better go out there and fix it. And of course, then there's the Republicans who are keeping them from doing that.
Absolutely. And this is exactly why we can't fix it, because, yeah, we're stopping them. But one thing I will tell you, and I think you alluded to it yesterday or the day before, you know, the stock market is going up. Okay. Granted that, you know, if you have the kind of money to invest, that's wonderful. But it is an election year. The stock market will probably continue to go up. The gas prices will probably continue to come down. And somehow they'll manipulate the food and everything else to come down a little bit until a day after the election, if these people get in again, and we know what will happen. But I think that we have to educate the American people in the sense that how would you allow yourself to vote for this again? I don't know, you know.
No, I hear you. This is what they've brought this upon us in a very, very short period of time. Comparatively, things have gotten so much worse in the last 3 years. It's unbelievable.
Right. And again, this is all the Republicans doing. We initiated all this now at this point, and they're coming in to correct it, and they're the savior.
Right.
Absolutely bizarre, my friend. I
it sure
but
is.
Anyway, you know, it's again, I'd like to say it's not your listeners that we have to persuade to see what's going on. It's the people that don't listen to you and us that we need to persuade. So have a great weekend. Thank you very much. And keep your stick on the ice, my friend.
Hey, thank you, John. Take care. I appreciate it. And I think you're exactly right. It's the those who aren't part of the program yet. That's right. I appreciate that. All right, folks, John in Sarasota. Folks, we're coming right back after.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.